before putting down his spoon and clearing his throat. I know you're really busy, Clementine, but I think you might enjoy a day out with me at Roddington Castle next Sunday. If I may quote General Douglas MacArthur there, in my dreams I hear the crash of guns, the rattle of musketry, and the strange mournful mutter of the battlefield. Right. Okay. I looked down at Peter, at the white paper napkin strategically placed across his beige V-neck sweater, and wondered what the hell he was talking about. He'd been a Saturday lunchtime regular at the Black Swan in Midhope for the last 6 months or so, sometimes accompanied by one or more of his two children, but more often, as now, on his own. He always liked to sit in the corner, away from the other diners, and would invariably opt for the full Carvery roast that we served on Saturdays, as well as Sundays, and always followed by the treacle sponge. You do have Sundays off, don't you? Peter asked, still concentrating on his pudding rather than on me. Well, yes, I do. When I took on this job, it was on the proviso that I wouldn't have to work on Sundays. Saturdays are bad enough. I have a little girl, you see. I need to spend as much time as I can with her. Peter frowned again. That's a shame. So you can't come with me? I don't know where you wanted me to go with you, I laughed. Some sort of poetry society do? Poetry? Peter looked momentarily shocked, as if I'd suggested pornography. Oh, I see what you mean, because I quoted the general. No, no, Clementine, I'm inviting you to do battle. Battle? I did that on a daily basis. Every time I looked at my bank statement and knew there wasn't enough to pay the bills that were lurking, a horrible shade of red behind the clock on the mantelpiece. Every time I had to leave Allegra with my mum while I tried to finish the catering and hospitality degree course at Midhope University. Every time I tried, in vain, to get my life on track. To do battle? With what?
No, Clementine, not with what, with whom?
I wanted to giggle. Hard enough to say that empty-mouthed, but with Treacle Sponge gumming up his molars and mouth, the earnest expression on his rather handsome face appeared comic. With a quick glance round to make sure Godzilla, the duty manager, wasn't watching, I slid into the chair opposite. So, whom, then? Peter finished his pudding, leaned across the table towards me, and whispered, almost conspiratorially, Charles the First. Right. Hasn't he been, dead these past few hundred years? I whispered back. Or at least without his head. Peter smiled somewhat evilly. Absolutely, Clementine. We finally got him. Took a while, but eventually his head rolled. You obviously know your history. That's why I think you'd really enjoy being a camp follower. Sorry, Peter, I'm still not with you. I'm a pikeman in the Marquess of Colchester's regiment. Peter beamed proudly. When he smiled, his whole face lit up, and I thought for the second time in only a couple of minutes that he really did have a rather nice face. Solid, dependable. Not my type at all, really, I thought hastily. I'd never managed to find a solid, dependable type, which was probably why my life had teetered dangerously from one flaky, undependable type to the next. We have the Battle of Marston Moor near York next Sunday, he went on. We always need a few more women around, and I would be honoured if you'd accompany me into battle. The penny began to drop. Ah, you're with one of those reenactment thingies, are you? Well, a bit more than with them, Clementine. As I say, at the moment I'm a pikeman, but I'm hoping I will soon be promoted to musketeer. Peter had the same look on his face as Allegra when Izzy, my best friend, took us both to London and Hamley's toy shop as a treat for my daughter's fourth birthday last year. You see, he went on, musketeers are armed with a smooth-bore matchlock musket, replicas of the actual weapons used in the 1600s, as well as a sword as a secondary weapon. Right, look, sorry, Peter, it's a wonderful offer for a girl, but I'm not sure it's for me, and I'm really going to have to get a move on. They need help in the kitchen. Peter's face visibly fell as I looked across towards the kitchen door, where I could hear the clattering of metal. If...